Every year, UC Merced presents the Allison Clifford Spendlove Prize in Social Justice, Diplomacy, and Tolerance. This year, the speaker is Nobel Peace Prize winner Rigoberta Menchú Tum. She's been fighting for women's rights and social reform since she was a teenager in Guatemala. Reporter Monica Velez spoke to UC Merced professor Arturo Arias, who wrote a book about Menchú Tum. The event will take place at the Merced Theater November 5th.
Arturo, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. It's great.
Yeah, so I was wondering if you can just start by kind of talking about, you know, who this person is and why you decided she would be a good person to write a book about.
Well, Rigoberta Menchú Tum now it's known globally as an indigenous leader struggling for indigenous rights and human rights and women's rights all together in one single package for the last three decades or so. But she began as, you know, one of the poorest indigenous women in Guatemala who came from a family that could barely make ends meet. Her father was a Catholic activist who began to struggle in the early 1970s for indigenous rights. And as a result of that, the Guatemalan military government, at the time we had a dictatorship, democracy only came in 1996. So the military government had her father and other activists assassinated. The Catholic Church managed to take Rigoberta, who at the time was 21, across the Mexican border as a refugee. And she ended up arriving in Mexico City around the middle of 1981. One day I get a phone call. I'm just starting my career as a professor at the National University of Mexico. And I get a call. I'm of Guatemalan origin myself, from people working for Justice and Peace, a Catholic organization. They asked me if I would have any inconvenience, you know, housing for some time a Maya refugee, because there were so many at the time in Mexico, not just Mexico City, but throughout the country. And I said, of course not, I would not mind at all. And by sheer accident, the person who ended up coming to live in my house was Rigoberta Menchú. So I met her when she was very young, long before her book, my book, the Nobel Prize, the Spendlove Prize, and all kinds of things.
And why did she win a Nobel Peace Prize for?
She came to Guatemala, to Mexico City, pardon me, like I said, and then she was selected not too long after that, in early 1982, to go on a tour of Europe with all kinds of people, which included ex-university presidents, human rights lawyers, people of different walks of life who were touring Europe to explain what was happening in Guatemala and the massacres going on against Maya peoples. So Rigoberta was chosen because her father had been assassinated. But once in Europe, she made a splash because she was so good at explaining the situation and at explaining how indigenous peoples had lived the situation, say, unlike the way a lawyer or a professor would explain it. And so an anthropologist, Elizabeth Burgos de Bray, got very interested in her and recorded her story and then published it in a book. And this book became a sensation worldwide. It's been translated to over 40 languages. And it basically launched Rigoberta into international fame. But once this happened, she took advantage of the occasion to start working in all kinds of fora of different kinds, whether it was international women's meetings, international indigenous people's meetings, whatever, Amnesty International, and bringing always the cause that had originally motivated her and broadening her understanding of the process so that it would include just about all peoples who had ever been excluded or victimized by authoritarian governments. And so all of this began to raise her profile globally. And thus, in 1992, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee decided that because of her activism linked to human rights, tolerance, and social justice, combined with the fact that she was of indigenous origin, and October 1992 was the 500th anniversary of the arrival of Columbus in the Americas, decided to award her the Nobel Peace Prize.
What do you think is something about her that not a lot of people know or maybe overlook?
Sometimes people forget that she may come from, you know, a very, very humble background, you know, an indigenous woman from a country like Guatemala, which is already, you know, one of the poorest countries in the world, places her at one of the lowest tiers of society globally. And yet she's not only been able to rise from those conditions, but she has become a spokeswoman the world around without ever losing her humility, her humor, her charm, and her sense of purpose. So people either expect to hear the voice of a celebrity, or else they expect to hear, well, you know, one more representative of poor people explaining how they suffered. And instead, they discover someone who is thoroughly engaging, who can connect with just about any audience you can possibly imagine, no matter how sophisticated or jaded they may be, makes everybody laugh, yet always manages to put forth her message and to engage people to join her cause and work for her. I met, you know, one of the executives of a big supermarket chain once who disagreed with a lot of her politics. And he confessed to me that he had been so charmed by Rigoberta that even though after a private discussion afterwards, they did not agree entirely on everything, he decided to donate money to her cause.
And how do you see her work kind of parallel some of the things that are happening right now today?
Well, she has always been a crusader for many of the issues that right now are boiling over in the U.S. For example, the issue of the caravan of Hondurans coming to this country, the issue of immigration by Latino peoples of different nationalities into this country. Because as everybody knows, nobody leaves their country just because they want to go. They leave because they're starving to death or because they're being oppressed or both. And that's why it happens at different historical moments to different peoples of different areas of the world. Rigoberta had to live through that as the Maya peoples did in the early 1980s. In fact, because of that, there was a large immigration of Guatemalans to the U.S. in the 1980s, which have since settled in the U.S. and, you know, became part of this country. And so she's very sensitive to those issues. She understands that, you know, the horror of misery and the horror of having to leave your country and gamble on being able to find another place where you can make a new start. And so she's worked on issues of this kind since, you know, she became well known and continues to do so. You know, it would not be surprising if she pronounced herself on behalf of the caravan or on behalf of all the immigrants living in the U.S. today that feel generically threatened by the turn things have taken in this country.
What do you hope that the audience takes away on November 5th during the Spend Love Prize ceremony?
Well, I think that if they attend the ceremony, of course, I am convinced that they will be melted and charmed by Rigoberta's charisma and will be able to connect with her. But I think that, you know, the basic issue that many of us are dealing with at this time in the U.S. is the importance that the U.S. continue to be the cradle of liberty and the place where people from all over the world, regardless of their situation elsewhere, could come, had hopes of rebuilding their lives, and could succeed if given a chance. You know, right now, there's a great deal of pressure to prevent that from happening. The Latino community feels threatened because of all the attacks that they've been suffering for the last few years. And I think it is important in that sense to hear Rigoberta's unstruggle, the terrible price her family paid. You know, both her father, her mother, and her brothers were assassinated in the most savage way possible. And yet, despite that, she persevered. She kept working. And here she is, still doing so 30 years later.
Again, we are here with UC Merced professor Arturo Arias talking about Rigoberta Menchú Thum. She's a recipient of this year's Allison Clifford Spend Love Prize in Social Justice. She will speak November 5th at the Merced Theater at 6 p.m. It's free to the public. Thank you so much, Arturo.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.